Blog Talk Radio.
I've been on the road so long, I forgot what kind of cars I got. I rap so much, I forgot what kind of bars I got. Rose in the concrete, rose to the top. Son of a gun, raised by a Glock. Georgia power was off, I was raised in the dark. I don't know if it fazed me or not, no telling. If I didn't turn 15, I wouldn't have been a felon. I bout it, I vouch for violence in my section. If you don't shoot or get shot at, you ain't go through adolescence. You ain't go through all the pressure. You ain't get all of your blessings. What you know about not being able to re-up going through the pressure? What you doing about aggression? What you know about confession? If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood, then I wouldn't be nothing. If it weren't for my neighborhood.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up, kid? Can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
Yo, anybody else on the call?
Not yet. It's just us two right now. They should be calling in, though. I just posted that we're live, so we should be good. We got streams to roll up. I really hope I'm not seeing what I think I'm seeing.
We gotta have all our shit the same like last year.
I think I just saw T. Blair lose to Terrence Mitchell, but I'm not sure about that.
I don't think that's true.
He's not. That wasn't the same game. Never mind. He was the Titans in that game. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Nah, bro. I gotta tell you about this shit last night, homie.
Yo, I got off work and Ellie's like, hey, I'm headed over to Rondell. So I'm like, what?
Hey, I gotta tell y'all about this shit. Y'all wanna hear my side of the story? So this is what happened, right? So I passed out early last night. Like, I had a long day and shit. And so I wake up and like I vaguely thought it was, you know, you wake up, you in a deep sleep, it feel like a dream. I could have swore I heard like a very, very girly, passive, like ding dong bitch knock at the door. And I was like, nah, I'm hearing things. But the nigga Guap was going crazy. And I was like, what the fuck? So then I like fell back asleep and I woke back up and I was like, man, why is Guap going hamburger up here? So then I look at my phone, and I see, like, 20 missed calls, and I'm like, God damn, like, somebody must be in jail or died or something. So then I'm like, yo, I got 7,500, what the fuck? I look at that shit, and it's like, Ron, wake up, you a bitch-ass nigga, you fell asleep, wake up. I'm like, God damn, like, a nigga was asleep. So then I look at my text messages. I look at my text messages and I see Larry in the text messages and private messages like, hey, BP, I'm coming through. Like, I'm coming through to wake you. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I was real tired. So by this time I kind of woke up a little bit, and my girl, she came, and she was like, yo, what's going on, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking out the window at this shit outside. She was like, I thought somebody had the wrong address. Like, were you expecting somebody? Like, I thought somebody had the wrong address. And I was like, yo, chill out, what's going on? So I'm laying down and shit, and then I get the message. I'm like, fuck this, I'm going back to sleep. I'm like, this nigga Larry done stopped by my crib to wake me up for a fucking Madden League. You know what I'm saying? So then,
he said,
hey, what'd he say?
He said ETA, 45 minutes. That's what he posted. Yo, we got like three other callers on the line right now. Who's all on? Who's 832? Yo, who we got?
You
240. Who's on here?
Fuck it, people probably just listening in. So anyway, my girl was like, yo, I seen like a white dude outside. Like, he was scary because, like, she was like, I looked outside, there was a white dude. She was like, he was pacing back and forth like he had a piss. And I thought he had the wrong address. She was like, do you know this nigga? I was like, yo, chill out. Like, I was like, obviously this nigga Larry came through to wake me up for a Madden league. And she was like, Larry? I was like, yeah. She was like, that shit scared me. She was like, I was looking at the window at the nigga. She was like, he looked like Michael Myers. Like, she said the nigga was standing outside of his car, like, nervously texting and pacing back and forth like Michael Myers, dog. And that shit was hilarious to me. And then I was like, Larry, like, why did you drive 45 minutes to wake me up for a Madden game? He was like, oh, there ain't no thing. I texted him back or something. Now, I didn't talk to him. Like, the funny part is, like, if niggas want to laugh, the nigga drove all the way out here, and I didn't even see the nigga.
Dude, that shit's funny.
This nigga Larry stood outside the fucking Explorer pickup truck, and I woke up and messaged. Once I, like, did my first message on Facebook in the message group to know that I was awake, that nigga skirted off.
Wow.
That nigga drove 45 minutes to literally wake me up, and once his job was accomplished, that nigga said he was about to go to Krispy Kreme. I was like, this nigga is wild, dog. Dog, this dude was standing outside my house, outside of his car, nigga, and knocked on the door like a little Girl Scout. I could barely hear the shit.
Yeah, who's all on here? Who's talking?
Yo, this dude is Dave.
Hey, I don't know if y'all realize, bro.
Yeah, Damien's on your point, and he's playing.
I'm playing the game right now.
That nigga Damien was like, I got to hear what happened last night because that shit was so wild. So I, like, my girl was like, fuck, man, I don't know what you got going on with your Madden League. Like, I felt a lot like Scott Simpson for a little while. Like, she was like, this nigga Ron, like, has his friends driving to wake him up for his video games. Like, this is sad. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, I kind of had to rethink things. Like, I had a Scott Simpson moment for a minute, but she went back to sleep, and she was like, whatever. And then she woke up in the morning. She was like, yo, Ron, like, what really happened last night? Like, who was that outside, like, knocking on the door? I was nervous. I was like, yo, that nigga was outside, like, creeping through the neighborhood for Madden, dog. That shit was unbelievable. And I told that nigga, hey, we was roasting each other in a little private message group. I told that nigga, I was like, yo, like, you really drove 45 minutes to wake a real nigga up so I could advance the league? He was like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I was like, come on, man, this nigga Larry was outside looking like a fucking, looking like a stalker or some shit, man. Yeah, like, I couldn't believe this shit, dog. Like, oh, man, that shit was unbelievable. Like, and I couldn't go back to sleep because I woke up and I thought someone had died looking at my call log. When you wake up and you see 25 missed calls, you're like, oh, shit. Like, I got to go to the emergency room, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I was, like, really, I was afraid that someone had died. And, like, I literally woke up to this nigga Larry knocking on my doors ever so gently. That nigga Larry knocked so gently at my door that I thought I was dreaming. Like, this nigga Larry, like, fucking rubbed his elbow against my door, like, licked my door or something. It was so fucking subtle that, like, I didn't even know that a human being was really at my door until my girl came downstairs and said that fucking Jason from Friday the 13th was outside about to piss on his fucking sweats. Like, yo. I couldn't believe the shit. hey, this nigga Guap was about to kill this nigga. Like, my dog was about to kill this nigga. My neighbors were about to kill this nigga. I was about to go outside and kill. Like, Larry almost died from Madden, dog. Like, seriously. Like, Larry could have died last night from Madden. He would have been, like, the league mascot. It would have been unbelievable. Like, Larry almost died for eight. And the fucked up part about it was I went to bed so early that I probably would have woken up in, like, 3 more hours. That nigga literally took 2 hours out of his night to save the league 3.
Yeah, man. Dedication, man.
Oh, man. This shit is legendary, man. This is, like, I couldn't really believe what was going on. Like, oh, man.
As he did it, I was like, yo, this shit is all time. Like, this shit is going down in the record books right here. That shit was too funny.
Yo, I
woke
up and I was like, there is no way in the world this nigga Larry drove from fucking Marietta to Snellville to wake a nigga up and didn't. Like, I could see if that nigga drove all that way and was like, oh, shit, I'm going to wake that nigga Ron up. I'm going to check on him. I'm going to shake his hand. I didn't even see the nigga. That nigga drove 45 minutes That nigga drove 45 minutes headbutted the door one time and drove off. Like, nigga, where are you going? That nigga knocked so gently. That shit sounded like it was 3 houses down. I was like, I'm hearing things. I literally went back to sleep. And then I woke back up to 30 missed calls. Thought somebody was in the emergency room and panicked and couldn't go back to sleep. Damien, that shit had me fucked up, bro.
Yo, he probably got there and thought about it like, this is some extra shit. It was too late. He was already there.
That nigga, oh, my God. Oh, I had to roast the nigga, too.
Oh, shit, dude. Andrew Luck just got hurt on the read option. Oh, no.
Oh, Andrew shit.
Luck
Larry and beat out playing.
Read option. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Dog, that shit
Andrew
was
Luck.
All time, bro. All fucking time. I ain't seen nobody, like, I think if you literally listed the top 5 MLG moments, that,
yeah,
like,
Cutler.
Scott Simpson,
Cutler,
like, Scott Simpson in South Beach is the clear number one.
That was Brad Newell, dog.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brad. Oh, man, that was Brad. Brad in South Beach was the, like, that's the clear number one. There will never be another like that. But that nigga Larry got number 2 on lock. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Yo, he put in Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler came in and threw a dot, then he just ran a touchdown with his running back. Larry's up 10-0 on beat out right now. Damien and
Beat out over here trying to be a fucking superstar, trying to be a household name. That nigga ain't playing Madden.
Nah, hell no. Damien over here tied with Kevin right now.
On the phone.
7-7. Yo, so we need to go over the everybody wanted to talk about the going for two shit because they were saying like it may since it is Madden, it may end up being more of a problem than it is, like, worth it. You're going to have motherfuckers just, like, going for every single one of them. And if they got some, like, real cheese-ass play, some shit, they're going to get it every single time. It's only 2 yards, so, I mean, I don't see the NFL people in NFL, I don't see them going for it that often because 15-yard field goal is not – it's still not that much, you know, like kicking from the 15.
Yeah, but you gotta realize
you got an interception. Pick 6.
It's still gonna be people going for it a lot in the NFL because damn, Larry about
even
Larry
solo,
got this nigga
solo,
over here hog tied.
Even solo, like it is like Edo was saying, Edgar was saying, like, it is mad,
yeah,
and like, you know, people are gonna be.
I slept on this side for the past 3 nights.
Yo,
what the fuck is that?
somebody laying in the bed. Who's
that? Oh, you better not. That shit.
Somebody hey, y'all know, y'all remember that nigga Geraldo who sing that song Rico Suave?
Yeah.
That's who that nigga sound like who just spoke, whoever that is. Who is that?
I think it's Christian. I don't know, though. They ain't want to speak up now. They like, fuck that.
Hey, man, I need y'all. I'm not going to say nothing else about what happened last night, man. I'm going to just say this. I need y'all to understand something real quick. This nigga Larry knocked on my door so gently. Like, I cannot overemphasize. I cannot overemphasize, like, how bitch of a knock this. Huh?
You gotta tell the full story, though. You gotta tell them what your girl said about your car.
All right, so this is why I'm going so hard on Larry right now, because he thought this shit was funny.
He's like, he messaged me. He's like, I can't find his car. I was like, he's got a new Accord or whatever.
All right, Larry had a bar. Larry had a bar. I'll give him that. He had a nice little. Larry came out 1-0 out the gate. You know what I'm saying? He tried to roast the nigga, but it's cool because I had to shut this nigga down. That nigga Larry was like, nigga, I pulled up to your crib. I pulled up to your crib, my boy. I didn't even know it was your crib because you had a red Accord and your girl had an SUV. I thought two dykes lived there. I said, nigga, I'm finna roast. I roasted the shit out of him at that point. And what really had me hot and what really had me in my feelings is that when I told my girl that he said I had a lesbian car, she started laughing. So I almost uppercutted that bitch. And she laughed like, you ever told somebody something and they laughed? It's like there's a difference between a chuckle and when someone laughs because they know that shit's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit had me fucked up. Like, this nigga Larry said I had a lesbian car.
Yo,
so,
hey, I got a question for y'all. Did y'all just log in? Have y'all logged into Madden recently since they sent out that roster update or whatever the fuck it is, player locking this bullshit? It keeps popping up and telling me to the PlayStation Store, but doesn't let me download anything. Damn, dog. B-Dot out here getting roasted.
B-Dot, sorry.
Aaron Rodgers done throwing two interceptions.
Can't believe that bullshit.
But Larry came back and threw another interception, so B-Dot's got the ball back. Yeah, I got to get in the lab, man. You got a lab with a kid on his left.
B-Dot is terrible.
Oh, yo.
Yeah, that shit was, yeah, man. I would just advise you, you know what I'm saying, if you want to roast, be prepared. Put your backpack on with your hand grenades in the full clip because I'm finna go ham. But, yeah, he said that shit, and it was kind of funny, but I had to really expose what he did last night. And, like, when I texted him, like, why would you drive 45 minutes? That nigga said, well, Ron, you know you got that Krispy Kreme over there by your crib. Nigga, you gonna drive 45 minutes each way for a Krispy Kreme? And then knock on a nigga's door ever so gently and not even shake a nigga's hand? Like, I didn't even get to look outside and, like, salute him as he drove away. I didn't even see the nigga. Like, it's like a fucking urban legend that the nigga came to my crib. I still don't even believe it because I didn't see this.
He said, like, he posted, like, mission a success, and then he left.
Mission
of
success?
I was like, yeah, that's what he said. He said mission of success, and then he just, like, headed to Krispy Kreme. That's what he said.
Dog, that nigga came to my door. My girl was like, yo, I'm getting nervous. She said in the morning, she was like, I was nervous last night because I looked outside and I saw a dude that don't look like he belong around these parts outside his car. And she said that nigga was doing the electric slide because he was so nervous. And I was like, the electric slide? She was like, yeah, like, he was nervous. Like, she was like, he was, like, strutting. That nigga did the Ray Lewis dance in the driveway, the whole shit. And I was like, god damn, like, why was he so nervous? And then it occurred to me that this nigga drove 45 minutes with no plan. So he was, like, he should have been nervous. Like, what if I didn't wake up? So that was just very weird to me, so I had to roast the nigga because he tried to come at me with a little bar. Anywho, let's move on from that topic. Cody, I got a question for you, bro.
What's up, bro?
Hey, do you mind if I got a new nickname for you in the league?
What is it?
Bill Cosby.
Why am I Bill Cosby?
Because you slipping roofies in these niggas' drinks. You got to be doing something. Because I really don't appreciate how the fuck I go down the trade block every 3 hours and I see a brand new... You remember when Bill Cosby's case first popped up and, like, every 3 hours it was like a new bitch was like, he raped me. You were like, it was like 50 of them. That's you. That's what you did. That's what you have done in just the preseason. Like, you have literally raped hella bitches.
Yo, you tripping, man.
I'm tripping?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
What trades did I rape people on?
Oh, you got Jimmy Graham. You got Jimmy Graham for like some used tires, my nigga.
Nah, Chris Harris was like a 98 overall cornerback, dude.
Yeah, and he's short and slow. We playing a video game here.
He had like 98 coverage, bro. He said we playing.
I don't give a fuck. It's a video game. You got a 6'11" tight end that can touch the top of the backboard.
And I got a 6'3" cornerback.
Look at you. So first you was like, how did I rape the nigga? And then when I say you did it, you're like, yeah, and I got this, and I got that, and I got this. You know, damn good.
I mean, I got older and he got younger, but that's about it. Like, yeah, I upgraded a little bit, but. I think his
oh my god.
Like,
oh my god, Jimmy Graham is 28. Oh fuck. Like, why would you ever make that trade when Jimmy Graham is 28? Like, you fucking old. What the fuck are you talking about?
Man, he wanted pieces I had and I wanted Jimmy Graham.
That's like the dumbest thing that people do in our league. Like, the recipe to get raped is to A, trade for a dude that is like on your favorite team in real life, because that will always get you raped. And two is to trade age for youth. Some of these dudes be like, I had to let the dude go. Like, you know what I'm saying? We finna play for 28 years in this franchise. So I figured he's 27 years old. Why would I not go get a 25-year-old replacement? What the fuck are you talking about? Nigga's not... People trading young men because they're 2 years older. Like, we've got to play, like, if we played six seasons, the dude you're trading would play every single season at a high level. But you want to get young, like you're finna coach 30 years in the NFL. Like, what are you doing? Should be pissing me off, man. You know what I'm going to start doing?
That's what I did last year, and it fucked me over. So now I'm doing the opposite. Damn, yo. Larry just got another interception, yo. This game is getting ugly, dog.
Hey, let me tell y'all, man. This nigga Larry, he should be very good at a video game. When we played NCAA football, like, fucking 2009, we had a little online dynasty, right? So I went over his condo because we was about to go to, like, the Georgia Tech game or something like that. And his computer was up. This nigga Larry had an Excel spreadsheet of every single recruit that he ever recruited. He had the ones that he got in green. He had the ones that he didn't get in red. And by every red recruit that he didn't get, he custom posted and pasted a team logo of the school that they went to. I was like, you are nuts. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, if he recruited a receiver that went to USC, that nigga had a USC Trojans logo pasted next to that nigga's name.
Yeah.
Like, Larry put so much into this shit. Like, this shit is damn near psychotic.
No, yeah, it takes a special kind of person to be that dedicated.
Yeah, it takes a special kind of person to have 2 hours on a Wednesday night to drive and go get Krispy Kremes, too. That's an understatement if I've ever heard one. Dog, if Cody, if I lived across the street from you and it was 1:30 in the morning and we had not advanced the Madden League, I would not walk over there and knock on your door. And I know you wouldn't do it either, because we're fucking human beings. And then I read the messages, and Cody was like, and Ron's online too. And B-Dot was like, fuck, boy. I was like, God damn, a nigga can't even sleep.
B-Dot did go in on you.
B-Dot called me a fuck boy because I was asleep. So I had to work the next day. God damn. Forgive me for living. God. Y'all motherfuckers got this shit completely fucked up sometimes.
Man, you saw the league. You woke up and saw that shit. Like, dude, you had motherfuckers wanting to, like somebody asked, like, I think it was Christian that asked for your address, and this motherfucker don't even live anywhere close to you.
Man, Christian was about
to... I don't know if he was about to get on the red eye or some shit, and like, oh, shit. That was a user catch right there. That shit was nuts. Yeah, I don't know if he's like planning plane tickets or some shit. He's gonna try to get down to Atlanta and drive to your crib or some shit, but he was asking for your address too.
Well,
hello, this is Trey. Let's go, Trey.
Yo, who on the phone?
Yo,
let's go, Trey. Let's go, Trey.
Hey, Damien is like the quintessential Madden nigga. He was quiet for 5 minutes, and then he finally got some momentum. Now he wanted.
I had to concentrate, man. You know what I
mean? He's getting beat. Wanted to concentrate.
Yeah, look at him. That's how niggas be. They don't say shit. They want to get a pick. Let's go, boy. I knew you could do it, dog. We run this shit, ho. Yeah, God, you wasn't saying shit. Nigga was quiet 5 minutes ago. They got a computer pick and went crazy.
Yo, Larry's
on the phone.
BR come back in this bitch, dog.
It's Nate, man.
Mace.
Nate. MP, whatever you
want. Oh, my bad, bro. I thought you said Mace.
Nah, bro. It's good, though.
Yeah, we got like, we
hey,
got
Nate,
like two more minutes.
Hey, Nate, didn't we play in the tourney?
Yeah,
that was some crazy shit. This nigga Nate had me 21-7 or like 24-7.
And then fucking, I tried to just change it up and try to kind of, you know, not necessarily chew clock, but just run the ball more. This nigga Aiden Peterson wasn't popping on nothing. He was on some dumb shit. This nigga caught a screen that would have been a touchdown and fucking like that was some touchdown. That would have been, the game would have been over right then, dude. I've been up 14 with like 2 minutes left. That would have been a wrap. You know, some bullshit though. Nigga gave up 17 points in the quarter.
Yeah, I remember what happened was Patrick Peterson got mossed by Charles Johnson, and I literally took, you know when you have a frisbee and you cuff it and you about to flip that shit out? I was about to do that shit with my controller through the television.
Yeah, like a minute, like,
that should be Charles Johnson is a glitch on this game for some reason.
He's just big and fast. That's just any big fast nigga that big and can move. That's all it is. That catch is too easy. But then again, people
Ron,
make the fact what last year though.
What do you say?
We got 30 seconds, bro. So if we got any league info we need to put out.
I'm good, bro.
Make sure everybody reads over the rules. Make sure everybody reads over the rules. Shit, I need to update that.
I'm about to watch y'all streams. I'm about to play my game tomorrow.
All right, guys.
All right.